Hello, welcome to the Miguel Navarro Show. I am your host, Miguel Navarro, and I have a question for you UFC fans. Now, if you looked at the title, I'm pretty sure you already know what it is. Has Conor McGregor's allure faded? Now, we know that Conor McGregor has been on a bit of a losing streak in the UFC since he lost twice to Dustin Poirier. But I really want to talk about this topic because I believe that Conor McGregor is not the same guy he was 5 years ago. Now, I want to pinpoint the exact moment I believe Conor McGregor changed as a fighter and potentially even as a person. And it was the moment that he stepped into the boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather. All right. Look, $100 million can do a lot to a person, right? You go into a ring, you fight a dude for 10 rounds, you lose, you make $100 million. Ooh, baby, that's a lot of money. But Conor McGregor has not been the same since then. And obviously, he's going to be a different person. Think about that. Conor McGregor came into the UFC and took it by storm. He won his first 7 fights, and then he won the featherweight championship. Fought Nate Diaz twice, lost one, won one, and then beat Eddie Alvarez for the belt, the lightweight belt, and probably the greatest performance I've ever seen out of a UFC fighter. It was a thing of beauty. It was perfection. But then he steps into the boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather and loses and makes a lot of money at the same time. Since then, Conor, I feel, has been on a mission to prove to the world that he's still the greatest fighter in the UFC. But he isn't. Not because he never had the talent to do it, mostly because he's just not as hungry as he used to be. Let's just be real. A lot of money and fame can change a person, and Conor has changed quite a bit. He's 1-3 in the lightweight division where he was once champion. His one win happened to be for the belt. Conor's involved with a lot of things, and I don't expect to see the same Conor from the past that we've all come to love and adore in the UFC. I don't expect to see that whatsoever. Conor has changed, and that's okay. You're going to change as a fighter. Now you have a Conor who's 33 years old, and he should be entering his prime, his fighting prime, and instead, he's descending as a fighter. I would never tell someone to retire, and I'm not going to tell Conor to retire because that's not fair, and nor is it my place to do so. But you Conor fans know, I'm a Conor fan too, mind you. I want to put it out there. I'm a huge Conor McGregor fan, but we know that he's not the same guy anymore. And it has nothing to do with the leg injury. We're just not going to see the Conor McGregor from 2015 ever again. I saw a piece on Conor McGregor recently, and it talked about if you were to take Conor McGregor from his younger years as an early UFC fighter, when he was hungry and poor and eating out of a can and was living off of welfare, and then you take the Conor McGregor of today, the current Conor McGregor, they would both be jealous of each other. Younger Conor would look at older Conor and go, I wish I had that money. And older Conor would look at younger Conor and go, man, I miss that hunger. Where is that? I don't have that anymore. After Conor lost to Floyd, he went and fought Khabib. And that presser was so dark and so, I don't know, so angry. You know, Conor, when he's usually busting people's chops, he's doing it in a way that's really, really funny. And it's kind of lighthearted in a sense. You know, he's still making fun of you, making you look silly inside and out of the octagon. But man, kind of when he was getting ready to fight Khabib, seemed like a drunk, angry person at times. And then he went and got help from Tony Robbins, was super nice towards Dustin Poirier in the first fight and extremely nice towards Donald Cowboy Cerrone in the first fight, in their only fight. But after that, Dustin lost, kind of went back to being the angry, venomous Conor, you know, before he fought Khabib or when he was getting ready to fight Khabib. So guys, will we ever see the Conor that we used to love? I don't think so. I think that Conor's gone. And I was, I'm not expecting to see Conor be the same Conor anymore. Right now, Conor's career reminds me of that of Ronda Rousey's career. She took the UFC by storm. She took sports by storm. People knew her. They loved her. She was considered the greatest female fighter at that time. And when she lost, and then lost again, she retired, went to the WWE, and created a beautiful life with her now husband and her baby on the way. There's nothing wrong with Conor being able to ride out into the sunset and go, I'm calling it a career. And Conor's also distracted as a fighter. He has a family, but that alone is not the reason why he's distracted. He's involved with so many other things. Proper Number 12, his whiskey brand. August McGregor, his clothing brand. The Mac Life, his media brand. in the McGregor Fast, which is an app for fitness. Conor's not the guy that used to be only focused on mixed martial arts. When you're involved with so much and it takes away from your craft as a fighter, and you're only giving 50% of yourself as a fighter, and you're going against killers who are giving 100%, you're not going to be able to compete with those guys. So I asked the question, has Conor's allure faded? And to answer your question, somewhat. Conor's always going to be able to get a fight whenever he wants it. He's always going to be that cash cow to a certain extent. But if he keeps losing, he's going to have less cash in that cow. Conor has to start winning or just retire. Now, I'm not telling him to retire. That's not what I'm saying here. But Conor has to start winning. There's no getting around it. So there's no denying Conor's allure has somewhat faded, but he's still the same lovable slash hated fighter that is going to drive in pay-per-view sales. But if he keeps losing, he's going to lose all that. And he's just going to have to be known as a has-been fighter. It's almost going to be impossible to be the king if you're only giving 50% of yourself in an industry where everyone is giving 100% and you're going against killers. You have to start winning and winning now. So there we go. But you can never expect Conor to be the Conor of old ever again. If you enjoyed the show and you want to hear more episodes like this one, then subscribe to The Miguel Navarro Show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Peace.